My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next 5-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Jonathan Allen from the Commanders joining us in just about 2 hours. That is coming up at 9 a.m. So let's hit the skins now. That's brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Need to hit the skins right now? Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. Grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. If you use the promo code Junkies, you get 10% off. And remember, Don't Sleep makes you great.
All right, guys. The hit the skins brought to you by Dream BMW Fairfax. You may not be the most interesting man in the world, but... Oh, that's the entertainment page. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Sorry. That, all Mike good. Walker is bringing you the entertainment page and hit the skins and whoever you just read.
Multiple sponsors.
What was the video you were watching during the break? You said you were flustered.
I was just watching about how to bow my wrist a little bit better on my golf swing. Sorry. All right. So we mentioned the kicker roulette. They let go of Cade York, and everyone's talking about it. It's kind of interesting. The actual number is actually 5. They've gone through 5 kickers.
That's crazy.
In this calendar
they're
year.
They're approaching the quarterback. Hold up.
Let's play the McManus.
That's one.
The Ramez kid.
Ramiz Ahmed, I think
Patterson.
Is his name.
Riley Patterson.
Patterson, I almost forgot about
Cade York. And now
Austin
they've got
Siebert.
Austin Siebert.
Right.
Who's been a practice squatter for like the last 2 years.
Yeah. It's a lot of kicking.
5
goals.
Kickers. Can't they find a silly soccer player like the Cowboys did?
Aubrey?
Yes.
His background is soccer player?
Pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah. Find that guy.
I see so many guys on Instagram, all these like kicking guys. They could kick 60 yarders.
You're in the kicking algorithm?
Oh, yeah. I get a ton of them. I mean, you've got to be able to find a guy that can do this under pressure.
Yeah. So you're in the kicker / golf instruction / golf thoughts.
I also get soccer. I get everything. Okay. I get soccer guys with these crazy benders that they kick in the corners of each goal.
So Brandon Aubrey played for Toronto FC and Bethlehem Steel FC. So he played some professional soccer
first.
He's a
pro soccer player, not just like college level max out.
He never played college football.
He played college soccer at Notre Dame.
Right. That was his deal. That was his claim to fame.
If he hasn't already signed one, he's going to sign an extension, and he's going to be making about $5.5 or $6 million per year.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, the story of Aubrey is it says here that he was released by the Bethlehem Steel FC in 2018. And then he started working as a software engineer. Then he's watching an NFL game on TV. A kicker missed a field goal, and his wife said, "You could do that." And then he started working with the Mississippi State kicker. And
man, that is quite a story.
Now he's lining up for 71-yard field goals.
So how old is he then? He must be a lot older.
He's born in 95.
Brandon Aubrey's 29.
Yeah, so he's 29. Yeah. Right.
But Austin Siebert, yeah. I'm not going to have a lot of confidence that he's going to stick around the whole season just based on his resume.
All All right, so our guys.
Hey, when's the last time Austin Siebert kicked in a regular season game?
How are we not planning?
It's been several years.
This is right up your alley. How are we not planning like a Commanders kicker tryout, like in the alley right here?
That's a good idea, Cakes.
I mean, what are we doing here? We should talk to the buildings.
Do we really have the room?
I mean, EB, I'm an idea guy. I'm not an execution guy. This is an idea off the top of the dome here.
We'd have to go to a field. I don't think there's much room back here.
We could do it where we did the biking with, right? Where we did the bike bit.
Out of the yards.
Yeah.
Siebert kicked a field goal last year.
Oh, he did.
He kicked one. He was 1-for-1 on field goals last year. It looks like it was a 34-yarder. In 2022, he was 3-for-5 with the Lions. His long was a 48-yarder. He doesn't have a great history on long ones.
He's been
around since 2019 as a pro.
But I don't think he's missed one under 40. I think he's a lifetime 81%.
That's more important to me.
If
you miss 53 to 55 yarders, that's fine. Guys miss those. Hit all of the 38 to 44 in that range.
Although guys are hitting more long ones than ever before.
How long is the extra point?
I'm with you.
Is it 37?
I thought it was 33.
Okay, that's what it is.
I'll double check that.
Well,
I mean, I know it's in the 30s.
Yeah, you can't miss those.
I hate when guys miss extra points. I hate that they moved it back. So
you
want to
place a wager? I'm going to bet you Siebert will miss an extra point this season.
I'm not betting on
it's
any.
30, and...
Well, he's going to miss. He's going to miss a kick this week.
You think he will?
Yeah.
Where was he before?
Jets last year.
He kicked one field goal. Last
Lions.
Year. He was on the practice squad for the majority of the year, and then year before, who was he with the year before?
Maybe I need to
Lions.
I might need to rethink my position that it's easy to find kickers. Maybe it's easy for every team except for the Commanders to find.
No, you can find a kicker.
Find a good one.
You can't find a good one.
Yeah.
Right.
They had
just
a good
roam
one.
In the streets.
They had a good one with McManus, and that blew up in their face.
And who's he kicking for now?
I think he's just walking the street.
Okay. He's not with anybody.
Yeah,
he's got to get that case resolved.
Yeah.
And the prosecutor or whatever swore that they were going to just refile it. It was just a paperwork thing. Valdez, I know that that Coach DQ is, I guess, ratcheting up the To Tell the Truth Mondays. He's doubling down on it.
The man sure does know branding, I will say that.
He wants it to be a thing. Is it a thing they did in Atlanta?
I don't know if this is new or something that he's always had, but he's definitely branding it.
I don't know what he's going to get out of it, but I do like the idea of it. I mean, yeah, go look at the film. I mean, Coach is going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But
that with everybody, just because I never wanted to be coach speak with you guys, and it'll be something that we'll do every Monday. It really is one of the most important days for us, and the only way it works and that you guarantee the growth is to face the truth and really never to run away from it. So the ability to detach from the emotions after losses, after wins, and learn the lessons, those are huge, and that'll be huge for us this week. So I thought I'd just give you a little insight about what goes on during the week and how we do it. So on Tell the Truth Monday, I visit with the team and I talk about turnover margin and talk about the tackling margin, penalty margin, starting field position, and the explosive plays from the game. And those five big topics, you know, kind of round out our style and how we want to play and the things that we want to play like. We watch video, show the examples plus and minus. And we have standards that we want to uphold to, so we show those, and it kind of supports the accountability. And then from there, it goes down to the unit, offensively, defensively, or special teams, and then finally into your own position group and the individual technique. So I thought I'd give you a little insight because it'll be something that we'll hit on every Monday about how we go through the process. Then tonight, you clear it.
I'm going to guess tackling margin was not great. Good. I would spend the most time on that if I were Coach DQ.
It almost sounds like this is like his pitch when he was being interviewed for jobs. Right. I'm going to have to tell you the truth Monday, and then Tuesdays we're going to fix it, and then on Wednesday we're going to look at an opponent.
I can't remember who tweeted this out yesterday, but never forget, they flew him Coach.
Yeah, hey, it's Josh Harris. I like your branding, Coach DQ. Here's your ticket back to wherever you came from, and we'll get back in touch with you.
I'm sure he's the first choice.
Yeah, our first sport choice is Ben Johnson. Yeah. He's a nerd like me. He's not a leader of men. You're a leader of men. Yeah. We're going to have you back.
He had Don't Lie About It Monday.
Yeah. Right.
Johnson's a weasel. He has a hide in his office Wednesday. So I didn't like that from his pitch. So we're going to go with DQ.
That's the thing. Every coach in the world reviews the film.
Yes.
And then yells at the players.
Right, of course.
Yeah, this sounds like a game show.
Literally every coach in the world.
Hey, welcome to Tell the Truth Monday, everybody. It's your host, Dan Quinn. The tackling was horrible.
When my son first started at Next Level, shout out to Dave Mitchell, Bo Mitchell, all the guys at Next Level for lacrosse.
Yeah.
In eighth grade, they did film work after like a fall ball game.
Sure,
or something.
Of course.
Eighth grade.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You drive all the way out to Bethesda, the old building they used to have out there, and you have a bunch of 8th graders in there, and you're yelling at them about the film.
Tell the Truth Monday, Kate York, pack your bags, we're not giving up that conditional 7th-rounder.
Yeah, now Bobby Wagner, do you want to take the truth behind door number 1, or you want to risk it and take the truth behind door number 2?
Here's truth, Bobby Wagner, you only make tackles when you meet the guy right in the hole, just like Drab T-shirt said about 5 months ago.
Hey, Drabby, I don't understand it. I don't understand the big deal about To Tell the Truth Monday. I'm really not getting it. I don't
understand. Egos.
Huh?
Because a lot of these guys have egos, so they don't like to be told probably what they're doing wrong. So if everyone's on the board.
Yeah, but every coach in the world does it anyway.
Hey, it's Tell the Truth Monday.
He's just letting the media know.
He's trying to be relatable to the media.
He's just letting the media know.
But you are 100% right. We already know that they do film work on Mondays.
Chris Kingsbury, take a seat. That offense was Jaden Daniels snap the ball and run around like a maniac. Tell the truth Monday.
Hey Cliff, is your offense spayed or neutered? It looked like it.
I love Tell the Truth Monday. It's
Do you think Ron Rivera had Tell the Truth Monday?
I think they looked at the film and yelled at the guys. 100%.
No, I think it's a thing where they all agreed to like check their egos and get on the same page and be open to criticism.
Ron didn't know if it was Monday.
I don't know if it was Monday or Tuesday. Joe Lynn Jr., sit down. Your defense just got aerated by Baker Mayfield, who's pretty average. Get back to work.
You know, if you're $250 between one showcase, you win both.
Yeah, that is true. Love it.
You want to go over there and tell them the truth bombs?
No, I don't. I'm telling them right here through this mic.
Racing out here in your car.
And the sanctity of this studio. Yeah. Yes, correct.
That little tiny car of yours.
Yeah. That. By the way, I can't even charge it because both of the charging stations were full.
Now, how many miles you have left?
Oh, 120. I'm good.
Oh, you're good.
Yeah. I love Tell the Truth Monday. This is going to be a weekly bit, I can tell.
Mm. Even though we're playing Price is Right
music.
No whammy.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The music works.
So I listened to Kime as I come in the morning. I love to do that, to hear what his little breakdown was. And he did a breakdown of Jaden. And I'm not going to buy the All-22. What are they charging for that these days?
I have no idea.
I've never purchased it.
I purchased it a few times. It's butt boring to watch. I can't, honestly, it's too boring.
Right.
Is there no audio? It's just straight film.
You don't have anybody even, to dummy talk you
how long
through.
Did you
is there
have
crowd
it?
Noise?
Couple years.
Is there like ambient noise? Is there anything? Or is it just a.
Not
like
when
a
I got it. When I used to get it, it's just the, you know, the aerial view or whatever.
Yeah. And, no sound.
And,
no thank
and if
you.
You're like me, you don't know what you're looking at. I mean, you can see if a guy's running wide open.
Sure.
But other than that, you don't really know that much.
I saw a couple breakdowns where...
Send that to Logan Paulson. Send that to him.
Right,
him
I'll rely on him.
Yeah. I saw a couple breakdowns.
A couple hundred.
Yeah.
Where, one, what we suspected, there wasn't great separation on the majority of snaps. But another one where you did see some receivers open and he just kind of held
definitely said
it.
There were guys definitely... Yeah. That were open, you know, in his
it's a combination of things.
Yeah, he said, they're not elite world receivers, but it's not like they weren't open at times.
Yes.
So it sounds like those guys are both simpatico with that. There are certainly some times where Jaden took off and run where he could have maybe chucked it. But they think, at least I know Keim thinks, that this is exactly where Jaden will excel because he's the kind of kid that learns week to week.
Yeah. When we come back, we want the listeners to call us at 800-636-1067. You mentioned Jaden and his running. Are you comfortable with him running the amount that he did in week one with the 16 rushes in the loss to the Tampa Bay Bucks? 800-636-1067. We'll take your calls on that next. And don't forget, Jonathan Allen from the Commanders will join us coming up at 9 a.m.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.